A new study from Northern Illinois University looks at potential protective and risk factors for children's physical abuse. For this, we mean any physical abuse, including hitting, shaking, kicking, and spanking. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more. Doug, what are some factors that can put children at an increased risk of abuse?
There's several, but some of the main factors are when parents are experiencing an elevated level of stress, whether they have low self-esteem, are impulsive, or don't have many people that they can turn to. There can also be an increased risk when parents have untreated mental health problems, including anxiety and depression. All these factors increase the risk even more when there's relational problems like negative interactions between parent and child, if co-parents are not working together as a team, or if a parent doesn't know very much about child development or hasn't learned positive parenting behaviors.
There's a lot to unpack there. I have to say, a lot of those factors sound very common to me. Don't most parents experience these things at some point?
They sure do. It's when parents have multiple risk factors, and when adults don't have the tools to handle these factors in healthy ways, that children are at an increased risk for abuse. Early childhood experts call these tools the protective factors, and they're best learned during the first 5 years by parents who model them, and when children have access to quality childcare with adults who can teach them these tools.
When we learn the protective factors, we're protecting our children and ourselves from harmful behaviors. I like that. What about parents who didn't have families that modeled the protective factors? Is it too late for them to develop these?
It's never too late to learn them. So although it's better to be aware of protective factors early in life, learning them in adulthood is totally possible. Maryland Family Network's Family Support Centers teach parents healthy ways to cope with stress and trauma, as well as positive parenting skills, and we connect them to a network of support and resources. We do this so the parents will not be isolated, so that they have ongoing support during hard times and can provide a safe and healthy home for their children.
I'd say we all have a role to play in preventing child abuse, such as checking in on new parents to encourage them, offer to watch their children so they can take a break, or listen to them and encourage support if needed.
That's a really good point. Parenting is hard, and having support makes it a little easier. We also must destigmatize mental health care, encourage more public investments in parenting education programs, and expand access to quality childcare that helps teach the protective factors early.
Thank you so much, Doug. I look forward to talking about more of these important issues with you.